My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 9th of September 2009 and the time is 10:12 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
I'm Louise Mars, I'm 18, I'm from Bristol.
Mm-hmm. And have you travelled into London especially today for your hour on the plane?
I have, yes. I got here this afternoon, went shopping with my boyfriend, and then staying in a hotel tonight and then going home again tomorrow. Yeah.
And just coming to the square tonight and seeing the plinth in action being how you imagined it would be?
Yeah, I think so. I think, I've looked at the webcam on the internet a couple of times and kind of looks similar, I suppose. Maybe not as many people. I mean, that's probably because it's the middle of the night, but yeah, pretty much the same.
Have you been watching a lot of the projects online?
Not every day, but I've seen a couple of random people for a few minutes, and if there's someone doing something strange that my mum's text me about or something, I'll look. But yeah, I'm not an avid watcher, but I've seen it a couple of times.
How did you first hear about the project?
My mum. My mum just told me to, she kind of sent me a link from the website or something, I can't remember, it's such a long time ago, and just told me to enter in the draw, just to see what would happen.
What is it that appealed to you about the project and made you actually go ahead and apply?
I don't know, I just thought it was quite an individual, one in a lifetime opportunity kind of thing, and just, well, I didn't really think I was actually gonna get to do it, so I just thought, hey, why not? But it's a good opportunity, say, for people that are, I don't know, saying good stuff about a charity or I don't know, stuff like that. But I mean, I'm not doing anything like that, but it's a good way of doing it, I suppose. Yeah.
And when you first heard that you had an hour on the plinth, what was your reaction?
I don't know. I guess I didn't really believe. I don't know. It just seems so. Again, I didn't think I would be picked. It sounds like I've been chosen. Obviously, it's random, but I don't know. It's just a bit. It's like, because there's so many people applied, and then you don't expect that you're actually going to be the one that's going to do it. But yeah, it was a bit weird. And then immediately it's like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I don't know. And yeah, just scared from that moment on. Yeah.
And in thinking about what to do, has it been a lot of thought going into it? Has it taken up a lot of time? Or?
Well, it's kind of changed what I wanted to do and stuff. Well, my mum wanted me to do some stuff, but I told her no. At first it was going to be dancing, because I do dancing as a hobby, and then and I didn't really want to do that, and so it just kind of evolved from that. And yeah, it did take some thinking, because it's such an individual opportunity, you don't want to just waste it. Obviously some people do just go and stand or sit or whatever, but thought I may as well do something while I'm there.
And what is it that you've chosen to do for the hour?
I'm gonna sit on a rocking chair because it's comfy, and knit because I thought that would entertain myself. I've also got a whiteboard because loads of people have said I want you to say hi, so I'm gonna do it like that. And then I've got some music as well, mainly just to entertain me, but I thought it'd be more interesting to have it on a CD player rather than just an iPod or something, because everyone can appreciate my eclectic music taste.
Do you know what you're playing? Was it a mix of different things?
It's a mix of lots of different stuff. I think it starts as like Disney, and then goes on to, I don't know if I've got Tenacious D. I think I took the Tenacious D off, actually. Yeah, because I didn't know if we were allowed swearing or not. And then, I don't know, there's just some, like, rocky stuff. And then, I don't know, some chill-out stuff. Natasha Bedingfield, Jason Mraz, that kind of stuff. I've already started a scarf, and I'm gonna carry on that stripy scarf. I'll maybe ready for this winter. Hasn't been ready for the last couple of winters, but it might be might be ready by the end of tonight. Never know.
Then why did you choose or settle on these ideas?
Mainly because I couldn't really think of anything else to do. I'd have no kind of prominent talent. Like, yeah, I can dance, but I'm not going to do that. It's cringe. I can't juggle. I can't play an instrument. I can't sing. I can't do anything crazy like that. So, and I don't, I mean, I support charities, but I'm not, it's kind of not like passionate about one charity in particular. So I didn't want to do that. And I'm not a nudist or anything, so I didn't just want to go naked. So I just thought I'd just be me, and yeah, it's what happens in my life.
And who would you say that you're doing it for?
I don't know. Everyone. I don't know. I don't know. I suppose I entered for myself. My mum showed me what to do, but yeah, everyone wants a piece of the Anthony Gormley action, so I thought I'd share it with everyone. Yeah, so not anyone in particular, I don't think.
Have you got any expectations about the hour on the pimp and what it will be like?
I don't know, I think it might be quite, I'm worried I'm going to get bored or be really embarrassed and not know what to do and just stand there and just freeze or something, I don't know. I think the height thing will be alright, so it's not a thing. It's just, I don't know, it's a bit weird, like all these people were looking at you, expecting you to do something. Well, that's what I feel like anyway. I mean, obviously they're supposed to not be expecting a performance, but still. You're up high in spotlight, which is more prominent at night because it's dark and you've got the beaming light on you, but apart from that, yeah, no, I think it'll be weird, but cool at the same time.
Have you at any point felt the pressure to entertain people watching, or has it always been more about you and you having your own?
I think I have felt the pressure, just because some, I mean, when I've seen it on the webcam or whatever, and there's people doing really cool stuff, and people seem to really appreciate it. Whatever they're doing, I don't even know, like comedy or I don't know, stuff like that. And they just like the entertainment. And so if you get someone that's doing something really boring, it's like, oh God, what's she doing? I don't know, it has been a bit weird. But I've just put my foot down and said, look, I'm just gonna enjoy myself as much as I can. I don't know if I'm actually gonna enjoy myself. Just go home and get drunk or something.
Do you think or hope that you going up on the plinth will have an impact on other people watching?
Probably not. I don't know, not really. I mean, there's the direct impact of people finding it funny, that, as in, well, probably both funny haha and funny peculiar that I'm there. Yeah, people just think it's weird that I'm there saying hi from a height in London. I don't know. No, I've got no like moral intentions, so I'm not trying to persuade people or anything like that. So I'm just gonna be me. No, I don't. Maybe. I don't know. It might be a bit of a confidence boost if it goes well. If it goes badly, I might just go and, don't know, OD. No, I'm not going to OD. It's fine. I don't know. Yeah, maybe. let's hope it goes well, and then it might be good. It's a good talking point with people, so yeah, that could be a good thing.
Would you mind telling us a little bit about what you do in your day-to-day life? Are you working or studying? Or?
I just finished school, just did my A-levels at sixth form in Bristol, and I'm going to university in a couple of weeks' time, going to University of Birmingham to study medicine. Yeah. and that's generally me for now. I've had quite a long summer. At first I went to Spain with my friends for celebrating the end of exams and stuff, and then I went to Thailand for 5 weeks. I did some teaching, did some trekking, did some general sightseeing, which was good, a really good experience. And then went to Reading Festival, which was pretty awesome. Going again next year, fourth time, lucky. Yeah, and then just been getting ready to go to uni. Yeah, that's the plan.
How are you feeling about leaving home and going to uni?
I'm quite excited. I think it'll be fun. I mean, people I spoke to, people say that uni is the best time and stuff, but obviously anxious about being by myself, living by myself, having to make all these new friends, all that kind of stuff, new course, all that stuff, but I think it'll be exciting, be good. Yeah.
And obviously studying medicine, I'd assume you want to be a doctor, but have you got ambitions in what area of medicine you want to work in? Or?
Not particularly. Neither of my parents are doctors, so I don't aspire to be, you know, a paediatrician like my mum or a GP like my dad. But yeah, I'm just gonna go with my, I don't know, options open, and check it out, see what's good, because I don't know everything about it. I mean, that's what I'm going to learn. But yeah, so just see what happens, because there could be some weird and wonderful branch of medicine that I've never heard of and that could take my fancy. So, yeah.
Where did your interest in medicine come from?
That's like my medicine interview. I don't know. I suppose it came from kind of a mix of liking working with people, as well as my interest in science from school and that side, because working with people, I've volunteered with disabled children and been a young leader, a guide group, that kind of thing, done some teaching at some of the lessons at dancing, that kind of thing, which I really enjoy. But then I also enjoy the academic side as well, so that kind of mix, it just works for medicine. Which is good.
And what are your interests?
Yeah. Dancing. I've been dancing since I was 2.5, 3, something like that. I do ballet, modern, and I used to do tap, but I gave that up when I was about 14. I do competitions and shows and stuff. I had to kind of stop all my lessons for the summer for going away, as I already said, and for uni and stuff. Hopefully I'll carry on when I go to uni, do some class or something. What else do I do? Guides, I already said that. I've had to give that up as well for uni. God, I can't think of anything else. I think that's it. It's really, I was one of the head girls at my school, so that took a fair amount of time up in sixth form, but yeah, that's me.
Is dancing something you've always done as a hobby, or was it ever a bit more than that?
No, it's always been a hobby, really. I used to want to be an actress, but and I suppose the dancing would have helped, but it's always just been a hobby, really. A lot of people from my dancing do go on to go to dance college or something, become dance teachers or professional dancers or whatever, but it's never really because I've been so interested in the academics, I've never really thought about it seriously to do it as a career. Yeah.
And just going to Thailand made you want to travel anymore?
Or? Yeah, I want to go to other places. I haven't really got the money to at the moment. Poor student. Yeah, I really want to go see some other stuff. My sister's been travelling as well this summer and last summer, and so she wants to go some more places, just drag me along with her, I suppose. So yeah, I do want to go see kind of Australia and New Zealand and that kind of stuff, and South America and more of Asia as well. That'd be good. Just everywhere.
Have you ever taken part in arts projects before?
No, I don't think so. Not that I can think of. No. I don't think so.
What has your experience of being involved in this project been like since you first heard you had a spot to this moment now? What has that journey been like?
It's been interesting. But really strange. I mean, it's a good idea. I don't know where Anthony Gormley is right now. It's really bizarre how he's just kind of organised all these people to do this thing. I've just been discussing this. He's probably just in a castle somewhere laughing at us all, milling around. it's been good. It's been interesting. Cool to be part of something so, I don't know, publicly, I don't know what the word is. Everyone knows about it. That'll do. But yeah, it's been a good experience, and I've had a lot of help and stuff, everything, the application and just generally getting through paperwork or whatever and getting here, had a lot of support and stuff, so that's been good. Yeah.
And do you remember back to your profile, you were asked to put three words that describe you?
Yeah.
I
think I put jolly, determined and friendly. I think I did that. I may have changed it. I can't remember. Did it a while ago. I generally try and be jolly. Just a general rule of thumb. Determined, yeah. I'm quite driven, I suppose. To try and get good grades or get what I want. I just scream and shout and then I get it. Working hard, that's how I get it. Friendly. I try. What more can you do?
And what are the things that are important to you now for the future or in your life at the moment?
And what kind of...
Generally, for you as a person, what's important to you, your values?
Friends and family, support, obviously, just having a good time, really, having a good life, happy, fluffy clouds and daffodils and smiles. I don't know, work hard, play hard, that kind of thing, yeah, and just having a good time. Making sure everyone's happy. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
It's all right.